Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome back up here for a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros here. Sportsman. My name's Isaac. Hi.
Sodom.
Big Sooks right over there.
Look
at him. Schultz's in today.
It's a little rough right now. My
come on, Rob!
UMass is down 17.
Oh, my God. Our Minutemen. Yeah. I have never seen a worse football team.
Had a chance to cut it to 10-7 with a wide-open fourth-down touchdown pass and blew it. And
I have never seen a worse football team.
I'm trying to hold on to hope. It's not over. It's not over yet.
I mean never.
Hey, man.
And yes, it is.
When you're watching Maction, it's never over. There's UMass at 0-9.
I think when it comes to UMass, it is. It is over. They just missed a field goal, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. They've had opportunities.
No, they really haven't.
They have. They've had opportunities. I'll tell you what. So my $58 is going to be gone. I'm thinking about doubling down and just picking them to win a game this year.
Who do they have left?
And to make my money back.
This is the worst team they've played, Northern Illinois.
Look, this is what you said when I bet on Kent State. They've got Ohio and Bowling Green left.
Oh, at Bowling Green's coached by Eddie George.
Oh, Ohio's good. Ohio's 6-4. Let's see what Bowling Green has.
I don't think Bowling Green's that good.
They're 3-7. Damn. Yeah. Maybe I need to double up on Bowling on UMass taking out Bowling Green.
A wise man once said double up to catch up.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
I think that's the only way to do this.
Now listen, UMass, we started the show by talking about UMass because they are the worst team in college football history.
Possibly ever.
Yeah. No, not they are. They're the worst team in college football history. Yeah. They're 0-9. They're the only one this team left. They're 0-20 in their last 20 against the FBS. Yeah. They're 28-131 since going FBS. I mean, they're so bad. But I just want to point out that the reason we were talking about it is they are playing Northern Illinois tonight, who is the 135th ranked offense in college football, and yet they've dropped 17 on them in the first half. Yeah. That's how bad UMass is.
And one of us may have taken our Kent State winnings and put it on UMass on the money line. God. It didn't go so well. I may have to switch over to the Blazer game.
We do have some NBA notes coming up here. They are trying yet again to switch up the All-Star format.
Yeah.
And we have the most injury-prone athletes of all time. Giants are getting a new quarterback.
Is Anthony Davis on that list?
I think Anthony Davis should be on the list.
He should be.
He's not on it right now because his career is not over. Mm-hmm. But again, it's not an official list. It's the Bradley Beal edition is what I'm talking about. But
by the way, I just saw the crowd in New Orleans and Portland getting ready to go underway. There's 9 people at that game.
Are there more people at the UMass game?
There's more people at the UMass game. And so I just decided to go on StubHub right now. I can get into the Pelicans Blazers for $9. Yeah.
What's like a courtside ticket?
Let's see. I can get, now it's not courtside, but I can get 17th row, and that will run you with fees $59.
That's pretty nothing.
That's crazy.
Court, like middle of the court.
Yeah.
Row 17, With okay. all the fees.
Here's a question.
Let's see if I can find courtside.
$59.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to the Pelicans Blazers in New Orleans for $59 and sit courtside?
Yeah.
Take that money and go to the Golden Girls at Newmark Theater.
Ooh.
But you get a $12 drink because tickets are only $47.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the Golden Girls.
Or you can bet it on UMass to beat Northern Illinois tonight.
I already did one of those things. Goes to tell you that I value. To be fair, that was free money. That was money that I'd won. It wasn't hard earned money.
Look, it was a great bet until it wasn't.
Courtside, by the way, in Nolens, $76 for second row tickets.
Hey, tasty, man.
Holy S.
Would you do that?
I would.
If you were down on Bourbon Street, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Where's the arena?
It's not in the French Quarter, but yeah.
Could you walk there?
No, you take a quick Uber, though.
Oobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, $150, my wife and I are sitting courtside to watch the Blazers? Hell yeah.
Yeah, when the last couple years when the Blazers were really bad, I had a buddy of mine that would occasionally just show up at the office at 7 and be like, we're going to the Blazers. And I'm like, no, we're not. And he's like, shut up, we're going. Because he would have gotten, it'd be like a Tuesday night against Brooklyn, and he would have gotten sweet floor seats. Weren't courtside, but he would be like, dude, we're sitting a couple rows, and they'd be like $90. And he would do that occasionally.
So nice. I mean, here in Portland, I got it for $170 per seat last year. I am willing to pay that. Yeah, courtside. It was second row. The Pistons and Cade Cunningham were in town. It's fun.
So yeah. if you have $170, so $340,
yeah, mm-hmm.
you're dumping that on one game courtside as opposed to, say, I don't know, four games in the 300 level or whatever?
Just because I know what the value of a courtside seat is. And me personally, I like to hear what's going on the court. I like to be close to the action. That's how I personally, we're all different, but that's how I like to watch the game. So I am one to be willing to splurge for that. Plus, it's just it's a more premium experience. Although, the Blazers got to up that S because there's a lot of other teams that offer way more for their courtside seats.
Yeah,
than
you always
Portland
see
does.
The servers down there. That's nice when you have a server.
That's only the first handful of rows, though.
Yeah, that's like the first four.
Yeah, the first four. Yeah. I would much rather go to one game and sit
courtside
or close to it than go see four games. And one, I'm not like a diehard. I don't want to go to. I go to four games all year. But if you're like a diehard, maybe the more, but. Like if I love New Orleans, I try to go to New Orleans every year if I can. And that's the sort of thing where if I was, again, walking the French Quarter, it's like a 12-minute drive. You know, it's you could easily convince me at $20 for a decent seat, 100% you're getting me into that game. That's how I would consume the NBA. Like $20.
I think.
Yeah, let's go.
I think I'm finding a good band on the French Quarter and calling it a night.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty part is you go to one, you come back to the other for the price of like, dude, that's like one cocktail, maybe two.
Is Tulane basketball playing? Because that may get my money.
One of the best things to do when you travel is just go on StubHub and just see what's in the area.
Yeah.
I love going to random sporting events.
I've always thought that the courtside seat, and I may be wrong, I have never sat courtside at an NBA game, but I have covered games and been down there,
mm-hmm.
so I know what it's like, and it is pretty awesome to see those guys up close.
Yeah, changes the whole...
It does change the experience.
Yes.
But I've often thought that courtside tickets were way overvalued. They gouge you on those things.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, that's everything. Like, and if I'm going... Best experience. The NBA is cool because you get to hear everything because mm-hmm. it's so intimate. But if I'm going best experience, I think hockey against the boards is pretty stinking cool because like that action is up against you. If you ever get a chance to sit up against the boards, like they are into you. And that's different. I mean, I guess if Shaq's diving in the front row, baseball, but depending on where you're at, like baseball front row would only be cool if you were right behind home plate. Like front row, like down the third baseline, not that cool. So baseball would be back. And football, actually, front row is the worst because you can't see anything. If you're sitting like 25-yard line in the front row, you can't see S unless it's right in front of you. So I would say football, baseball, not worth it. Hockey, basketball, probably worth it.
But don't they charge people now? Like those are actual seats along the table at the Blazers games, like on the... on the court? Like, those are fans. Those, that used to be for media and
yeah, they changed. Yeah, that's you
it's
can
a bunch
buy
of fans there.
Yeah, you can. Most places you can, if you have enough money, you can buy seats next to the team's bench.
Right.
Like,
you're sitting with the bench.
Yeah.
The bench has to, the bench actually has to shove down toward the baseline for you.
And that's a lot of money, but that may be.
How much
like,
are those seats?
Oh, God.
Those are feet on floor seats.
So much money.
Oh, and, for a. And random some, Blazers game, 600 to 800.
Really?
Randomly.
Well, and like I know, like in New York and LA, you can't buy them. The team hands those out because they want celebrities sitting there.
Yeah.
But that's got to be the best.
Those are the Nike seats.
And yeah.
The visiting bench, the two closest to the table are the Nike seats, or maybe four.
Yeah. That has to be the best seat in any sporting event. Being on the NBA bench like that, that has to be the best seat in any arena, right? I mean, you're sitting like you can turn.
That's as close as you can get.
Yeah, you can turn to the left of you, and like Anthony Davis is in street clothes. You're like, hey, what's up, man?
Short of getting getting a headset and standing on the sideline at a football game.
Yeah,
you know.
But I'm telling you, the football is weird because the lower you are, it's not a good view. Someone's saying too, this is a pretty good. It would be for certain people. But it does happen. You see, like, the reporters and the announcers. At the UFC fights, you will get blood on you. And some people probably love that, and other people are disgusted. But you'll be watching a UFC fight, and one of the cage reporters or the announcers will come back from break, and they do have blood. They have blood splattered on them. So that's probably something that you don't get at any other experience.
Is that safe?
Well, I think all the fighters have to get tested and stuff. So you're not getting... You're not getting hepatitis or whatever.
I'm just supposed to trust that, huh? Flying blood?
I mean, if you brought a date to a big Vegas UFC fight, you're going to find out what kind of gal you're dating when she gets splattered with someone's blood. She's either going to be like, this is the greatest date ever, or I'm filing a restraining order. Don't ever call me.
Yeah, what if it turns her on? Yeah. She gets all hot and bothered. She's like, let's go right now. Like, oh, yeah.
What? Kind of worried about what else she's into at that point.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get going. Let's get going with our hour here.
Boy,
what's the matter?
Northern
you
Illinois,
and your big size.
Northern Illinois about to punch this one in.
24-0.
Yeah.
Let's just kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gone.
Schultz's
buddy.
Right. Let it go.
My $58. And they're tush pushing. There goes my. There goes my money. It's over.
Just double up, baby. Double or nothing.
Yeah.
Bet him in the second half.
Ooh, let's go see what the second half line is.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking.
All right, let me go see what the second half line is.
All right. Coming up next, yes, the NBA. We've got a couple of news and notes, including them trying to reinvent All-Star Weekend yet again. And the most injury-prone athletes, Bradley Beal edition. Coming up on The Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What do we got?
It's not going great. I think the play, if I'm trying to make up my money, is Northern Illinois, and I lay the 31.5, which is the current line.
Not a bad bet.
Yeah.
You got a whole half.
I got a whole half.
And they're already up 24-0.
They're up 24-0. The line is sitting at 32.5. So if I risk 75, that wins me 227.
I guess, when is Northern Illinois going to pull the starters? That's kind of what you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But even if they pull the starters, they're still better than UMass, are they not?
Yeah.
And this team's terrible.
So if I either take the 33, so if I, it's actually better for me from a payout standpoint to take Northern Illinois to cover. So $58, if I risked another $58, it would win me $175, but then UMass would have to cover the number.
Oh.
I'm not convinced that UMass can cover this number.
We just got a Northern Illinois fumble recovery.
I think I lay down another 75, and I think I take Northern Illinois to cover.
Just keep doing it until you win.
Do that quick before the line changes, because I bet you in about 2 minutes it's going to roll down.
You ain't catching that. It's already changed.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Have you ever tried
to
catch the live numbers? It is so impossible.
I hate live betting. I've tried, and it's just hard. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's sitting at 33.5 right now.
Yeah, it went up after the fumble.
Yeah.
I think you grabbed that.
I think I do. All right.
I feel good about that. Let's
do, all right, here we go.
That should have been your bet initially.
Here we go.
Double or nothing.
Double
let's
or
go,
nothing.
Sook.
All right, so let's see.
No.
75. All right, so I got Northern Illinois to cover it. 75 is going to win me 227, which will make my money
so
back.
So you have Northern Illinois minus 33.5?
Yes.
Oh, dude, you're safe. That's the safe. That's better bet than your first bet that sucked.
Lock it in. Boom. Let's go.
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
Is there anything better than degenerate live gambling?
But I tell you, I'm with Schulte. I do not like to live bet. You can fall into a real, it can burn you so fast.
Yeah. Like you win one and you're like, okay, no,
you're like,
I got
yeah,
it.
Oh, I yeah. got this. But at the same time, there are so many times when a team falls behind. Like, let's say Alabama playing Oklahoma, and Oklahoma runs the opening kickback.
Yeah.
But you liked Alabama, like bet on Alabama. Now the line changed. It was just a fluky special teams play.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
I love
it. If you're paying attention, you can bet that all day.
Yeah. I enjoy live betting. But in cases like this where you have nothing to go on other than you're just kind of having fun and you have money in your account, so you're like, whatever. It's like, I don't know about you, but money in my gambling account, like, it's not real money to me. I'm like, it wasn't existing anyways. Then in the year you pull it out and maybe you go do something fun, but it's a lot easier to spend money that isn't really your own. Hence, you're betting on UMass and then flipping and doubling down on Northern Illinois.
Yeah, and people asking how you're betting on college in Oregon.
It's an offshore book.
Yeah, so you can bet. There's betonline.ag.
Yes.
There's Bovada.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of them.
Yes.
But.
So if you want to go up to A&A, but again, I can't drive to A&A in the middle of the show, hence online gambling.
And, there are bookies around. Yeah, not that I know. I mean, I wouldn't know.
No.
What?
Not at all.
So the NBA is yet again trying to get you to care about its All-Star weekend.
Yeah, which I don't and I won't, but. You know,
well, they are presenting yet another.
I appreciate the effort.
Format, and these are long-awaited plans. It says here that it will be United States versus the world.
Yeah, well, they're trying to piggyback off of the Four Nations tournament that hockey had last year. That was such a big deal, and Adam Silver was like, "What? People paid attention?" And it's such an international game. This is a better way to do it. I don't know if anyone's going to watch because the players still don't care. The difference is the NHL in that Four Nations tournament, they cared. Like, guys got hurt and they didn't care. They wanted to play for their country. You're telling me that Jokic and Doncic give two S's about this because it's Team Europe versus, you know, the United States?
I can't imagine they would.
No.
But, I mean, maybe proving, I mean, I don't know. I guess I could see a path that they would care a little bit more, like not wanting to, not wanting to let the American team beat them and proving, hey, we, you know, it's us now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, look, I think this is the best format they've come up with yet.
Yes. This is by far the best one. Again, don't over, because it's not the format. It's can you get people to care? Look, the NBA All-Star format is fine as long as you had players that cared and wanted to play. It's an NBA basketball game. So there is no difference if you get the same effort, 30-0 by
31-0. Let's go. Oh, he missed it.
Oh, you chunked
it. What are you
it.
Doing? Oh, no, he made it. All right, 31-0.
My 33.5 is a lot.
Dude, let's bet it again. Bet it again. What is it? 42.5?
Yeah. I'll go see what it's
at. Bet it again.
I'll go see what it's at right now.
If UMass scores a touchdown, a backdoor cover, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
They can't score for ass.
No, they can't.
Team's terrible.
Yeah, it, as long as the effort, let's say, even if the international players care.
By the way, it's still the first half.
Yeah, if the Americans don't care, then it doesn't matter. The game's still...
But don't you think they would care because they don't want to lose to... Like, they want to prove, like, hey, this is our game.
Do they?
I mean, I don't know. Again, I can see a path where guys would care a little bit more about this than previous formats.
And see, the Europeans, though, they aren't even representing their own countries. No. That's kind of where I'm like, okay, the U.S.
When,
guys
when
might
you watch
care,
the
gold
that Netflix did the thing on the Olympics, and that was cool to see because those guys cared. Like, Jokic was in there. Dude, the Serbia cared. Canada cared. I'm not certain that Jokic cares about the NBA All-Star game and Team Europe. That guy seems to care about very little, and I'm not certain. Although the international team would be freaking awesome. You'd get Jokic. You're starting five, right? Jokic at the five. You go Giannis at the three. Wemby at the four.
Oof.
SGA is your point, and Luka playing your shooting guard.
Oh my God, there's no way the U.S. beats that team.
That's freaking
Who's
awesome.
Who's the U.S. team?
So the U.S. team would be, let's see. Well, Tatum's out. So the best U.S. player, are we still going Steph?
Yeah, Steph and LeBron probably still qualify.
Yeah, they're probably on there.
So you'd have, Steph at the point.
KD out there?
Yeah. No. Are we still going with all the
olds?
We still going with all the olds?
Is Kawhi playing?
No, Kawhi's not playing. He'll end up blowing
Donovan
something out.
Mitchell?
I'm trying to think of it. So Anthony Edwards would probably be your two guard, right?
There you go.
And then Steph probably plays the point. Are we dealing with still LeBron and KD at the three and the four?
Dude, that team gets boat raced by that European team. And honestly, sign me up. That sounds like fun.
And then are we throwing Karl-Anthony Towns at center?
Dude,
you probably got Jaylen Brown on that team. Again, Tatum's out. Devin Booker is in there somewhere.
Like Chet Holmgren, maybe.
Yeah, Chet. James Harden would be on that squad.
Wow, couple olds.
Bam. Adebayo will be there. Dude, I think the international team would drill
pummel them.
Yeah.
So beyond the obvious changes, going to a three-team format featuring 8-man rosters, two of which will be made up of American players and a third of international selections. There are a couple of other changes to how those players will be selected. The basics are 5 starters and 7 reserves from each conference, with a combination of fans, media, and players voting for the starters, and coaches picking the reserves remains unchanged. Mm-hmm. What is different, though, is that there will no longer be any positional requirements.
Yeah.
So in the past, starters had to be made up 2 backcourt, 3 frontcourt, reserves, same split, 2 wild cards.
Yeah.
They're doing away with all of that now.
And I wonder, do the players have to sign off on this? Is this a player association thing too? Or can the NBA just say we're doing this?
I think this is a rule change by the NBA.
I'm not certain that the American players will want to do this. This is supposedly our game. And I'm not kidding. Especially with some of the U.S. guys that are hurt, right? Because we got no Haliburton. We don't know if LeBron would play in it. No Tatum.
They're also doing, I think it's weird that they're doing 2 U.S. teams.
Yeah.
And only 1 European team. The guys we ran through, there should be 2 European teams and 1 American team.
You know, we may get embarrassed. And I'm not certain that those, I mean, and maybe that's the key, is they're like, they're going to try to get the Americans to play hard so they don't get embarrassed. But I don't know if that goes well for us.
And the other question is, what if all the, you know, the 24 players, but it doesn't evenly break into 16 Americans and 8 international players, Adam Silver can come in and and throw extra players out there.
Yeah.
Apparently. It's
interesting.
I'm mildly intrigued by this.
Sure.
And I think NBA All-Star Weekend is horse crap. I couldn't agree more.
But we've seen it, right? The Four Nations thing was amazing. The World Baseball Classic made a comeback and was really good. And obviously we don't have football because, God, can you imagine if we had an American football tournament? Whoops.
Canadians v. Americans.
Team Japan dies. There's no one left because we murdered them all. But the international thing works. The World Baseball Classic and the hockey thing, it works. Hockey in the Olympics, amazing. So this makes sense. It's better to try this because whatever you're doing doesn't work. The NBA All-Star Game is irrelevant, and maybe this tries to light some kind of fire.
All right, a couple of other items coming up here. Bradley Beal should probably be in jail for theft at this point. Yeah. And the Giants are getting another QB1. But first, here's Schulte with SportsCenter.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I see where Bradley Beal is having season-ending surgery.
Yes.
After playing 6 games for the Clippers. Now, I get it, he's 32. But, dude, that guy has stolen $357 million
yes.
over the last, what?
He's played a long time.
He's been in the league 14 seasons.
Is he going to go down as the worst best player in NBA history? He's got phenomenal numbers.
I don't think he's the worst best player. I just don't think he's ever healthy. He's good. He's just never healthy.
He wasn't good in Phoenix.
I'm looking at his stats. Games played, he has 2 full seasons with Washington where he played 82.
Yeah.
Another season where he played 77. So he's 3 seasons out of 14.
Yeah.
He has, well, there's a 4th one early in his career with Washington. He played 73 games. Those 4 seasons, the other 10 seasons, he has started 46, 59, 35, 57, 60, 40, 50, 53, 38. And now 6.
And $350 million.
But that's just since 2019, $350 million. Like, it's insane. It's obscene.
It's insane. He was that guy forever that never wanted out of Washington and no one could figure out. That dude was just happy to not play and collect millions.
I think there's so many NBA guys like that.
Yeah, there is.
Kahai's like that.
Well, and at least Kahai's got titles.
Well, like, he's got a title.
No, he won one in San Antonio, too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I think of him only as Toronto.
No, well, he was, I mean, he obviously led Toronto, but he was part of the he was part of those Spurs teams. He might have three.
Of the most injury-prone athletes.
Two-time NBA champion.
That you can remember. Mm-hmm. Who comes to mind? Like, who is the poster child for injury-prone?
Well, the first one that comes to mind, obviously off the top of my head, is Greg Oden. But, I mean, he was such a brief. So, a guy that played a long time. Because I think there's a difference between someone that never got going, that only played a handful of years, and someone like Bradley Beal that played years and years. Anthony Davis comes to mind. I mean, they call him street clothes, for God's sakes.
Let's go look at his games.
Like, I think of him as a guy that's just, he's a Fabergé egg.
Brandon Roy, I mean, another local example.
Yeah, but again, I don't
think... He was fine until his knees...
I don't think of that as injury prone. He just had a catastrophic injury.
Like, okay, what about like Grant Hill? That guy was off lot.
Yeah.
He was injured a lot. I'm looking at... Yeah, dude, wow. So Anthony Davis was pretty solid for his first 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
I mean, nah, he's better than Beal. So I'm going to go from 2019, 56 starts, 62 starts, 36, mm-hmm. 40, 54, 76, 51 last year he was in and out, and then the trade. So 51 last year and 5 this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's better than Beal.
Yeah, because
he's actually more available than I thought.
There's different archetypes. Again, do you go with the guy that was great and then fell off a cliff? Do you go with the guy that was periodically great but long stretches, or do you go with the guy like Beal who just is, or Anthony Davis that's really good but is just kind of an out but was never necessarily great, and you, or the guy that, you know, what could have been? I mean, those are all different scenarios.
So there is a list here. This is old, like 15 years old, mm-hmm. but Greg Oden is number 2.
Okay.
This is from Bleacher Report. Mickey Mantle, number 1.
Yeah, Mick, people say all the time, like, had Mickey Mantle stayed healthy, remember, he used to play in the old Yankee Stadium with the sprinkler heads, and he blew out his knees. And this was before, you know, once you had a knee injury, you were done. And he was just an alcoholic to hide the pain. But they say all the time, had Mickey Mantle stayed healthy, Mickey Mantle would be viewed differently. I mean, he some say he was the best player of all time.
But he still won MVPs.
He still won MVPs.
I mean, he was hurt, but...
Yep.
Winning MVPs. Number 3 is a good one, and I had totally forgotten about him, but it's Kerry Wood.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The phenom.
Kerry Wood was amazing. Mark Pryor, right, on those Cubs teams? Both of those guys.
Mark Pryor only lasted like 4 years in baseball.
Yeah.
Went away quick.
Kirk Gibson is number 4.
See, I don't think about Gibson. I know he was always hurt, but I don't think about that. In fact, baseball players, I think of like Sandy Koufax only pitched like, what, 7, 8 years?
Oh, I think he only had 5 real good years.
Terrell Davis was that way in the NFL.
I think Ken Griffey Jr., just the way that he played, as soon as he went to Cincinnati and he'd already missed significant times in Seattle, he fell apart.
Number 5 on this list is one that I wouldn't have guessed. I don't remember him being hurt all that often. Steve McNair. Was he always hurt?
Yeah, he was always battling something. The way he played. He just always...
But he was out there, though.
He was out there, but he always had something wrong with him.
Eric Lindros from hockey.
He had concussions. And he came into the NHL as the next great thing, and just he was always beat up.
They have Allen Iverson here.
See, I don't think of Iverson as injury prone.
I don't either. I thought he was always out there.
Yeah, guy scored a lot. He just played.
Ooh, here's a good one. Nomar.
Nomar. Always hurt. And when healthy, the dude was incredible.
An even better one, Yao Ming.
Boy, that's good. That's a good
one. There's your guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Although, injury prone, when you're like, do Oden and Yao Ming and like the Minute Bulls of the world actually fall under this category? Because if you're over 7 feet, it's not going to be an easy go for you.
Yeah, you look at the way those guys are built, it's like, of course they're injury
prone. Arvidas Sabonis? Come on.
Yeah, it's just, you're going to be injury prone when you're that big. But
you know, the other one, too, that I'm thinking about.
You know, Wemby stayed nice and healthy so far.
Well, he had the blood clots, though, so we'll see.
You're going to jinx it, Rob.
The one
I knocked on wood.
Someone said, Zion Williamson. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Zion's always
hurt. A bad one.
He's Greg Oden. He's just Greg Oden. I wonder if Greg Oden's like, son of a... That guy, look at how much money that guy makes. Honestly, the one that I that just popped into my head, and it's Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah,
dude, Tiger Woods. Unless he without injuries, Tiger Woods has lapped Jack at this point and has put himself. There's very few players that are truly like without competition, right? Like Gretzky in hockey. Jordan was this way, but certainly LeBron has snuck up on him. There's some people that have that debate. I think Brady has distanced himself a little bit, but maybe that's the only position in the NFL where there's been a distance. Most of the time, you have a contemporary where you can make an argument. Had Tiger not fallen apart, he would have distanced himself maybe better than any athlete in sports history.
I'm going to give you, somebody text us in, so I'm going to give you this to Anthony Rendon. I'm going to give you his ABs.
Okay.
So he was pretty good for Washington, and then he went to L.A. So this is from L.A. in 2020.
Yeah.
189 at-bats, 217 at-bats, 166 at-bats, 148 at-bats, 206 at-bats.
Ooh, goodness.
He played a third of every season.
And he didn't he sign like a $300 million deal, too?
Oh, huge deal, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a huge chunk.
That's a good one.
And he said that baseball is not his priority. It's a job.
245.
Million?
So not quite 300, but yeah, he signed with the Angels.
He is set to be the highest paid third baseman in the league this year.
7 years, 245.
Well,
guaranteed money, man.
It's good to be Bradley Beal and Anthony Rendon.
Yep.
And look, let's not minimize those guys. They put in a lot of work. They did earn it. They absolutely earned it.
Were the CBAs different in the 90s where like you could sign a big deal, but if you were injured, you would lose money?
In what sport?
Any of them. The baseball guaranteed.
No. The only one that wasn't was the NFL has not had guaranteed deals, but baseball, NBA, hockey wasn't guaranteed back in the day. They are now. But yeah, baseball and baseball for modern history have all been guaranteed deals. Because we can go back, Vin Baker was this way, Mo Vaughn was this way. Dude, there's plenty of guys that signed huge deals and then just Ryan, who's the Phillies first baseman? Ryan Howard. Yeah, a bunch of guys like that that's signed deals and then just disappeared and we're like, sorry, you gave it to me.
All right, a new QB1 for the Giants. We'll discuss that next on 105.1 The Fan. Well, it will not be the Russell Wilson show for the Giants this weekend.
No, it will not be.
Jackson Dart is in concussion protocol for the fourth time this year.
Yeah, there's some real concerns going forward about him, which, again, I think it's better for him that Daboll's gone. He got to find a system that tells him to not run around like that.
So they're bringing in the man of increase.
That's right.
This weekend against the Green Bay Packers, I believe.
He's going to be eating those W's.
Yeah. So that is the, I've read.
Being a man of increase. So
sometimes I read. Mm-hmm. I have read that is the 16th, if he starts, that will be the 16th QB1 for the Giants in the last 5 years.
Yowzers. It's a healthy lot.
Maybe make them a Cleveland Browns jersey with all the names like they have.
Yeah, I can't feel bad for the Giants, though. You won 2 Super Bowls.
How many can you name?
Of those quarterbacks?
Yeah, 16 the last 5 years.
16 last 5 years. Okay, so obviously we'll have Jameis.
1.
We'll have Russell Wilson.
2.
We'll have Jackson Dart.
3.
We'll have Tommy Cutlets.
Okay, 4.
Tommy DeVito. Who else have we had there the last 5 years? Was there a Tyrod Taylor in there?
Yes, that's 5. You're missing an obvious one.
I'm missing an obvious one. I'm trying to think. Oh, Daniel Jones.
You're 6.
How many is there a total? 15?
16.
16. God, so there is a lot.
Don't ask me why I know this, but I remember John Gruden favorite Mike Glennon got to start a bit a few years ago.
Nice.
His giant neck.
You got it.
Really?
Glennon!
I'm trying to think of just...
Actually, there's 1, 2, 3, 4... There's 5 more.
Did Drew Locke do a tour of duty there?
Drew Locke is 1.
Oh, didn't Colt? Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy! There's another one.
That was at the end of his career.
I don't remember that for one freaking
day. You guys are killing it.
What?
You have 1, 2, 3 guys...
You said since 20...
Oh, no, wait. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 16, it's not 16 different guys.
Yeah.
It's 16 changes.
Changes.
So DeVito twice, Daniel Jones several times.
I was like, how so could that be? Now,
but you're still missing two.
They're not including Eli in this, are they?
No. This is just since
20. Because Eli handed it over to Daniel Jones.
Just since 2020. So Daniel Jones, Colt McCoy, Tommy DeVito, Tyrod Taylor, Drew Locke, Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston.
I don't.
There are two other, Mike Glennon. There are two other starting quarterbacks for the Gigantes.
Are they names that I would know?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's not a quarterback that you wouldn't know.
Well, I know, but
that
like.
Started.
Well, that's not true. There's, this is like
you
when.
Know, you know, they're obscure, but you would know
it's them. It's like CJ, like, or Nick Mullins or something. Like, you may not.
Yeah, think along those lines. Or whoever, yeah. Yeah, think along those lines.
Beat hard.
Jake Fromm.
Jake Fromm started for the Giants?
Indeed.
Get the F out of here. Jake Fromm.
Jeez.
I would have never. We could have been here till next December, and I wasn't getting Jake Fromm.
And the great Davis Webb.
Never. Wasn't. Actually, to be fair, I wasn't getting Mike Glennon either. Davis Webb?
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Can you look up? I think of Davis Webb as a Minnesota Viking. Is my head up, Mike Keister?
I think he was with the Vikes.
Did he do a tour of duty with the Vikings, or am I thinking of someone else?
He did not. Giants, Jets, Bills, back to the Giants. He's now a coach.
Was there a Webb I don't know why. I think of that there was a Webb for the Vikings.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Anyway. My Giants now get the Packers, Lions, and Patriots.
Gotta eat those W's, man.
In their next three. But I don't know if you remember this. Before the season started, Buck was on the show, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And we were all talking that you could get Jackson Dart Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Plus, I think it's like 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up taking that.
That's not good.
I know. So now I'm a little worried.
Well, there's no chance.
What do you mean there's no chance? He's the favorite. Yes. Oh,
no,
yeah.
He is not the favorite.
He is the favorite.
BS.
He is the favorite. He is the favorite.
You're telling me Jackson Dart's going to win it over Emeka Ebuka?
Well, maybe the concussion changed it, but before last weekend, yes, he was the favorite. Ebuka was like plus.
There's real rookies actually playing. Ebuka, Ty Warren.
Warren's like plus 600.
Tet McMillan in Carolina. Trying to think if there's anyone else that's like jumping off the page. Jackson Dart was the favorite?
Yeah.
Right now, Ebuka is technically the favorite at minus 120, Dart plus 150 going into week 11.
Okay, so they flipped it.
Yeah.
I think that's due to the concussion because before last weekend, it was flipped.
Mm.
But it's close. I mean, it's close. Mm. But I'm wondering now if I should hedge that and just take Ebuka.
Yeah, he's really, really good. By the way, people saying Joe Webb, who I'm thinking of
the great.
I don't know why. I just was thinking like there's a Webb somewhere in Vikings history.
Hey, I have an announcement. I have a sports radio announcement.
Yeah.
Okay. I was told by my boss to say this on the air.
I like announcements.
If you are tuning in to find Oregon Duck basketball tonight.
Yeah. And you're like, why are these two morons on the air?
You need to turn over to 1080 AM, part of the Fan Sports Network. The Ducks will be over there, okay?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So that's my announcement.
There's the announcement. And by the way, Northern Illinois UMass just underway, and the line is up to 38.5.
Ooh, I say bet it. I thought it would be 42.
Well, I already have it at 33.5.
Keep going!
I feel
very... Dude, you can make a mint tonight!
It is 38.5 right now with the third...
What do you think, UMass mounts a comeback? Give me a break!
The third quarter just underway. I am making my money back and then some.
You can make a gold bar tonight. I'd say bet it again.
I think so. That's low. I think they're making mistakes out there in the live betting market. All right.
I'll keep an eye on it here.
One other thing. Did you see who they're rumoring?
By the way.
Touchdown. 38 nothing. See, you just missed it. Now it's going to be 47.5.
Let's see.
Yeah, you're idiot. Toast.
God.
Oh, what did you say it was going to be at?
47.
It is at 43.5 right now.
I might even take that.
Dude,
honestly.
Just keep taking it. They're screwing this up.
Just bet it hard.
Keep going.
They keep thinking that UMass is going to score a tutty.
Why are they doing that? Yeah. Are they watching this? Well, the answer to that is no, they're not. But, dude, this is the worst football team I have ever seen in my life. And I've watched a lot of football.
Good times. Live betting Northern Illinois versus UMass.
The other thing about the Giants, real quick, did you see who is rumored to maybe get their head coaching job?
Who's rumored to get their head coaching job? No, I mean, I know Belichick addressed it, but I don't think he's
Mike
rumored.
McCarthy.
Really?
Yes.
Mike McCarthy.
Who does he have naked pictures of?
I don't know. Mike McCarthy?
Would that be the just the worst hire ever?
That is a little...
Well, actually, there's probably worse, but that's a terrible hire.
Yeah, that's strange.
Not that far off from Dable.
Dable is rumored for maybe the Penn State job.
What?
Yeah.
I don't want him coaching college
kids.
No
way.
Well, he was the offensive coordinator at Alabama, and they won a national title down there. And
I don't know, dude.
Who is it? I think it's the Bills. I think it's the Bills owner is like Penn State's biggest booster. He's like a huge Penn State guy.
Pegula?
Yeah. Yeah. And so,
oh boy.
And so there's like this idea that, you know, because Dable was really good in Buffalo. And, you know, regardless of whatever you think of Dable and what he did, he was known as a very bright offensive guy, kind of a running quarterback thing, which you can get away with in college. He was very good at Alabama. So there is some rumors and speculation that maybe he just goes back to the collegiate ranks and
bro,
grabs that.
Listen, man, that I'm sure Dable's a good coach. I feel like he knows what he's doing.
Coach of the year at one point.
But homie, that is a terrible hire for Penn State.
Yeah.
That's an inside baseball good old boys
yes.
network hire.
Yes.
No chance that works out.
It's just kind of one of those things. When we'll find out how much your biggest booster, you know, has to, you know, what sort of influence he has. That was remember T. Boone Pickens when asked if he had a say in the coach. He's like, hell yeah, I spent $1 billion. How much money? Did he have to write a check for James Franklin? If he did, like if I'm writing $70 million checks, I want to say and he gets hired too.
All right, we've got Fun with Audio Shark Attack and the new number one country song in the United States.
Oh,
I want to play it for
God.
You. What?
This terrifies me.
Why?
Because it's not going to be good. You would not be bringing up the number one country song.
You would be wrong, sir. It is good.
Schultzy likes it.
Oh, boy. That gives me less confidence. The fact that Schultzy's like, oh, no, this is great.
All right. Well, we'll get to those items coming up next to kick off The Club on The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.